Would our guests in the upper gallery and our members and guests on the Senate chamber floor please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
George Washington reminded us to labor to keep alive in your breast that little spark of celestial fire called conscience. Heavenly Father, you have taught us to listen to that wee small voice that helps us follow the right path and do the right thing that our inner voice would guide us to follow. For you have written your word on our hearts so that we might know what you require of us and encourage us to do and say what is always the most needful and helpful. May we always find time and quiet ways to quiet our minds so that we might know you are with us and we might hear your word spoken to us. In your holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernskitter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Puff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Butler is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 22nd day, Monday, February 18th, 2019. The Senate met pursuant.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived and that it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. Introduction of guests. The senator from the 13th District of North St. Louis County.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have some very special guests here today from North St. Louis County. Joining us today on your left and my right are Mayor Michelle Deshay from the city of Moline Acres, Alderwoman Darlene Bell from the city of Moline Acres, Elise Daly, Alderwoman from Bell Fountain Neighbors. And I ask that the body make our friends from North County feel welcome.
Let's welcome these guests to the Senate chamber today.
Mr. President,
Senator from the 13th,
if you would indulge me, I have another friend here today that many of us in this body served with on the other side of the building. I would like everybody to welcome back to this chamber former Representative Tommy Pearson Sr.
Let's welcome Tommy to the state chamber.
He is a fine resident of Bell Fountain Neighbors. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, may I inquire, Senator from the 13th, may I inquire of you?
Maybe.
You think
shoot your best shot, Mr. President.
You think I know where Bell Fountain Neighbors is?
I know you know where Bell Fountain Neighbors is.
That's where
is.
All the wealthy people live when I was in the city.
Introduction well, maybe of guests. That's where I grew up in Spanish Lake.
Senator from the Franklin County. is the pro tem of the Senate that's been recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that recognition. Introduction special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we have with us, in the very capable hands of the doctor of the day, Dr. Christine Weidel, is a constituent of mine from Washington, Missouri, so I would like the body to make her feel welcome over here to your right and my left.
Let's welcome the doctor of the day to the Senate chambers. Senator from Greene County was first on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce some very special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we have with us the Missouri chapter of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, and I know these folks very well. I'm going to go through their first names real quick, if you guys wouldn't mind to stand on my left and your right, Mr. President. Jacqueline, Paul, Jason, Melissa, Robert, Aaron, Nikki, Brian, and Stephen. Thanks for being with us today, and I'd ask that the Senate make them feel very welcome.
Let's welcome the guests from Greene County to the Senate chamber today. Senator from the 14th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have some honored guests that I would like to introduce. To my right and your left, I would like to recognize Councilwoman Ella Jones from the City of Ferguson. I would also like to recognize Mr. Gregory Rose, City Manager in University City, as well as Jeff Hales, Councilman from University City, also representing North St. Louis County. Would you guys please welcome them in the chamber? Thank you.
Let's welcome these guests to the Missouri Senate chamber today.
The senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Briefly inquire the senator from the 13th.
Sir, from the 13th, do you?
I do.
You may proceed.
I was glad to hear all your friends from Bellefontaine neighbors. My uncle lived for years and years there and was a superintendent of schools up in that district a long time ago. So I've been to Bellefontaine neighbors a lot when I was growing up.
So he was the superintendent at Riverview Gardens?
I don't know what the name of the school was back then. It may have been an Abe Lincoln school. I'm not really sure. It was a long time ago. But he spent all of his adult life up there in education.
And his name was?
Claude. My last name.
Ah.
You can't say your own
name. I really tried.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And Senator from the 9th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
May proceed.
Thank you. Mr. President, in the upper gallery, we have the lovely ladies in red, who are the lovely ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. They are here for their annual Delta Days in the Capitol. Their sorority was founded in 1913 on the campus of Howard University, and they have a long history of strong and progressive women. I would love to give a special shout out, of course, to my cousin, Melissa Patterson Hasley, as well as Pat Jones and many of the other women up top. But I would love for the body to make them feel welcome.
Well, body, please welcome the guests from the Senate from the 9th. And Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you rise?
And he's probably already been introduced, but I'm going to overly introduce him because, you know, he's just special and dear to my heart. My former colleague, State Representative Tommy Pearson. I wanted everybody to know that he's in the House today, and I want you to make him feel welcome, as well as all the other guests.
Yes, please welcome Representative Pearson. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire the senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
Yes, Mr. President, I'm going to let the senator from the 23rd, he has an introduction of special guest first.
Okay.
Thank you.
Senator from the 23rd, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce a special guest. I want to introduce a couple of constituents of mine. Dr. Aubrey Houchin and his wife, Patty, are here today in the Capitol from St. Charles City in my district to advocate on behalf of some reforms to our Medicaid program to make it more efficient. And I really appreciate their visit to me earlier this morning, and now they're here on the floor of the Senate chamber. I would ask the members of the body to make them feel welcome.
Please welcome the guests from the Senator from the 23rd. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire the senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield to the senator from Johnson?
I do, Mr. President.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, you mentioned your guests are here for what reason?
They are here to talk about some ways that we might be able to make our Medicaid system, our health care system, more cost efficient. And they also had some shared with me some of their thoughts on the possibility of a statewide PDMP.
Great, great. Well, that kind of leads into the discussion I was wanting to have. You know, right now we're going through the budgets and we're listening to the Department of Mental Health, Department of Health and Senior Services, Department of Social Services, where all three of those departments together account for about $13.7 billion out of our state budget, which is approximately 45% of our state's budget and almost, again, $14 billion of taxpayer money. Out of those, that $14 billion, as we're hearing in testimony that started this morning, the governor's requesting an increase, I believe, about $650 million in the Medicaid program, and that's on top of a $430 million supplemental request. I don't know about you, but with the increases in Medicaid, I don't see how we can sustain.
Senator, I don't think we can. I think that that's an issue that is going to occupy a lot of our time as we move forward here and try to ask ourselves how we make that more efficient. But in 10 years, at the rate that it's growing, no one's going to be getting benefits under Medicaid at this rate if we don't do something to control those costs.
That's right. I mean, we definitely have to do something to control those costs. And I know you're familiar, and I'm sure many of my colleagues are, but this is the McKinsey report that came out last week. And the cost of this report, about $2.8 million, so about $24,000 per page it cost us, but it's identified around $1 billion in savings for Medicaid. Some of the things that were in here are just kind of mind-boggling, and I'm not going to read the whole report, but...
For $24,000 a page, Senator.
$24,000 a page. It does have some pretty significant information.
I was not recommending that.
For Medicaid, in the state fiscal year 2018, total spending for the program was approximately $10 billion, which was funded 53% by federal funds, 21% by state general revenues, and the balance by provider taxes and other funds. So, let's see if you can believe this. Medicaid spending has grown from 17% of state general revenue in 2009 to 24% of state general revenue in 2018. Based on continuation of these trends, spending could grow to 26% by fiscal year 2023. The number could even be higher at 30% if Missouri were to experience an economic downturn, given the potential for such a downturn to increase Medicaid enrollment while also reducing growth in state general revenues. Under any of these scenarios described in the pages that follow, significant changes in the structure and performance of Missouri's Medicaid program would be necessary to bring Medicaid spending growth in line with projected economic growth of the state. You know, I know we've got a lot of different priorities here, especially for each district, and whether I know you're passionate about roads and bridges and making sure that we can fund adequate roads and bridges in not only in your district, but across the state with no new tax increases. What could we do with an extra $1 billion in general revenue?
Absolutely. That would be, from a statewide perspective, that would be an enormous investment in infrastructure if we decided to put it in that bucket. But I think there's a lot of good questions in either uses we could find or just reducing the tax burden. So I think these are questions we're going to have to deal with one way or another because the rate of growth is just unsustainable.
Right. Our current rate of growth, I mean, is very unsustainable. And that's why I think your guest here, when you mentioned what they were hearing and to discuss with you, I thought was very relevant. Also, in this report, it says, although Medicaid enrollment has fluctuated over this time frame for the last 5 years, total Medicaid spending growth has outpaced growth in state general revenues when measured over the five-year time frame due to an increase in spending per participant enrolled in the program. I think the last part, an increase in spending per participant enrolled in the program. So not only are we spending more, but we're spending overall, but we're spending more per participant. The cost per participant isn't going down, it's going up. And obviously, if we want to be more efficient in the Medicaid program and not have continued taking up more and more a piece of the pie of our overall state budget, we've got to do something. It did, in here it says there's some opportunities and potential initiatives, and some of those included in this report. It says, currently the Missouri Medicaid program is outdated in most aspects compared to other peer states. So we're not keeping up with our peers, number one. And significant opportunities exist relative to industry best practices. It talks about some of those opportunities and initiatives. Dollars spent in the program are not well aligned with value received from delivery system. So we're not getting our bang for our buck, is what they're telling us. Specifically, methods to pay providers lack incentives to contain cost or enhance quality. Or if there's no incentive to contain cost, why would any of these providers try to contain cost and enhance quality if there's no method or incentive to do that? Approaches to utilization management, eligibility management, fraud, waste and abuse, and third-party liability are limited, partially due to the limitations of the MMIS. And the MMIS is their IT system that they use. And I know it's one of the IT systems that we heard from OA that they're not working on and they're not connected in the total package. Medicaid has its own IT system. Programs for special needs populations are fragmented. There is no substantial measurement nor transparency of outcomes of care. And service levels to consumers and providers could also be improved, including reductions in average wait times for handling questions, as well as increased service channels. Seems like we've got a lot of opportunities here and a lot of potential here to reduce cost and improve, obviously, efficiency in the Medicaid program.
Absolutely, and we also found out in budget hearing this morning that our FMAP calculation, that's our federal, I'm going to say, make sure I say this right, federal medical assistance percentage, which is the percentage of money we get from the federal government to come to the state of Missouri, is actually going up. And on the surface, that may seem like a good thing, but the reason that it's going up is that compared to other economies around the country, our state economy is not doing as well. So we're going to be getting more assistance through the Medicaid program. So I think, you know, we had a conversation yesterday about the role of certain incentive programs.
Yes.
And, you know, I think we'll continue to look at those with a lot of skepticism, especially since this is another piece of evidence that, you know, our economy could be doing here in Missouri, but we may have to get away from some of the previous fiscal programs that really had a large proliferation in the state.
Yes, most certainly. I mean, we don't want to be known for the increase because our economy is on the downturn. That's not why we want to receive those additional dollars. I think all of us would agree that we would rather not receive the additional dollars because our economy is doing well. I mean, that just makes sense. Well, Senator, you know, thank you. I just wanted to kind of let the body know and a little bit about what we're going through in the appropriations process and kind of some of the Medicaid opportunities that we need to be looking at in the McKinsey report. It's got a lot of good ideas in here, but you know, we're kind of in an emergency, I would say, you know, situation. We need to implement these now. I mean, we can't wait a year, 2 years. I mean, you know, this report is called a rapid response review assessment of Missouri Medicaid program. And when I think of rapid response, I think of something, changes that need to be made now. I don't think of rapid response, well, we're going to do these changes in 2 years. That's a long-term vision. That's not the rapid response that we need now. So thank you, Senator. Thanks for your thoughts, and thanks for taking my inquiry.
Thank you,
Senator. Mr. President.
Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Introduction of special guests.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and my right, we have members from the Southwest Region YMCA. We have Cookie Estrada from Joplin, Jonathan Roberts from Carthage, Ben Coffey from Neosho, Jeff Schneider from Nevada, the senator from Barton's constituent, Kathryn Custer from Springfield, again, the senator from Greene County's constituent. I'd like the body to please make them feel welcome.
Please welcome the guests from the senator from Newton. We're on the order of business of announcements. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 4th, what purpose arise?
I have a bill, Mr. President.
Please send it forward.
Senate Bill number 410, introduced by Senator May, an act relating to the state endangered species.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 22nd.
Have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 409, introduced by Senator Wieland et al., an act relating to electronic certification of documents.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew.
Senator from the 15th.
15th.
Yes. I have one bill. No Yes. explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 410, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to the calculation of Missouri adjusted gross income.
Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 411, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to statewide assessments for elementary and secondary education students.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the governor? If so, I ask that the reading be waived and that they be printed in the journal.
There are messages and they will be printed. Senator from Franklin, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer SCR 18 and SCR 19 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
Be so referred.
Also, Mr. President, could you please refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
That will also be referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Senator from Boone, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics will reconvene our hearing in the Pershing Gallery for an executive session and one additional bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcements. Senator from Barton.
Committee on Government Reform will reconvene at 1 p.m. in SCR 1.
announcements. Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Senate, hardworking Senate Education Committee will be meeting today at 12 in the Senate Lounge.
Thank you. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will reconvene at 11:30 and continue our work on Department of Mental Health and Department of Health.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws will meet upon adjournment in the Senate Lounge.
Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Economic Development will meet upon adjournment in Hearing Room 1.
Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
Senate will stand in recess till 2 p.m. You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are recessed till 2 p.m.